It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. When you're online searching for restaurants, how do you pick? Cuisine, price, and now food safety? There was a time when in Los Angeles, you couldn't even get that information at the restaurant, according to Luther Lowe, the director of public policy at Yelp, which specializes in local online searches.
Through the 90s, up until about 97, LA would just send the letter grade to the restaurant owners and they say, great, and maybe throw it into a drawer. There was no laws that said, okay, you have to hang this on your storefront. Then they changed the law, and within 2 years, you had the majority of restaurants actually get A and B scores, so industry standards raised across the bar, and there was a dramatic reduction in hospitalization due to foodborne illness.
Now Yelp is partnering with some big city mayors to mix in the health department scores with its online restaurant listings.
This will include every restaurant in San Francisco in the coming weeks, and in the weeks beyond that, the city of New York. And we hope to roll out in Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, other major municipalities around the U.S., and any other cities that sign the pledge at foodinspectiondata.org.
A few eateries already have their scores next to their Yelp listing, including the D'Alessio Market and Bakery in San Francisco, which got an impressive 94 out of 100 rating from the inspectors.
I mean, I'd prefer 100%.
Michael Beachnaw, D'Alessio's director of ops. Even with that fine number, he doesn't put much stock in the scores.
I'm more the kind of person that would walk into a restaurant and walk into their bathroom first, because it's however they're handling their bathroom is how they're handling everything else.
If his 94 isn't enough for you, D'Alessio also offers Yucatan pork stew with achiote and white hominy.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Who is looking for a few good tech startups? The National Association of Realtors. The real estate folks are behind a program called Reach that wants to take under its wing a half dozen or so young tech companies. The managing director of the program, Constance Friedman, says the first one has just been picked, a Colorado outfit called BombBomb.
And it's a video email marketing company. What they allow you to do is take a video from any device, and it allows you to email it and send it, and the recipient can open it from any device. So we often see that there's a problem today with videos being too large or formatted in such ways that you can't open or send on certain devices. This takes away that complication.
Friedman wants startups that have a product that's ready for prime time, not just in the idea phase. In the past, Reach has helped give a boost to DocuSign, which lets people sign official papers digitally.
We're going to bring in companies that have significant potential, both in the real estate space, but also that are applicable in multiple industries. And what we're going to do is really try to roll up our sleeves and help them grow in the real estate industry.
Now, you're not going to pile a ton of cash on top of them. What will you give them instead?
What we're going to do is provide them with a component of education, mentorship, and exposure.
The Realtors Group has a million members, many who are hungry for tech to keep ahead in a quickly changing industry. The deadline for startups to apply is next week, the 25th. There's a link at marketplacetech.org. And the more likes you get on Facebook, the greater the chances you'll reward yourself with a treat. It's from the Journal of Consumer Research, which found that boost in self-esteem lowers self-control. Test subjects who saw lots of likes from pals on Facebook tended to reach for a cookie. Control subjects watching CNN tended to go for a granola bar. They should try public radio and see if anyone would go for the quinoa and carob clusters. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.